So the sugya which I wanted to discuss is the chiyuv to write ksuba bizman hazeh. So as we know in Samech Vav Sif Aleph, the Mechaber paskins that it's osur lehisyached imakalo kodem shichtov la ksuba, and the Rama is mekel on yichud, but still for bia he's machmir. But then the Rama in Sif Gimel says at the end of the Rama, it's on the Maramakomos, Ve'ayin lekamon simen kufayin zayin divimakom she'ein megarshin rak meretzon ho'isha ein sarach lichtov kesuba. Yon azeh b'medina se'elu she'ein megarshin be'al korcho shel isha mishum cherem rabbeinu gershom uchmoshi yisbar lekamon simen kuf yud tes hoya efshar lehakel b'chsivas ha'kesuba avo ein aminag kein ve'ein leshanus. So the Rama is quoting the is referring us to Kuf Ayin Zayin, Seif Gimel, where the Shulchan Aruch says, Wa'on es es habesula chayov liso, so vilvad shehi v'avya yiyu merutzim, afilu hichi geras osumo, ve'eino rasha lehotzi ale olam elo lerzono, lefichoch ein tzarech lichtov laksuba, v'im avar vehotzio, kofin osa lehechziro. So, we have it in the Oraisa Lo Yuchal Shalcha Koyomov, and it's a machlokes in the Gemara Ksubas Lamed Tes Amud Beis machlokes Tanoim Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda and Chachomim whether she needs a ksuba or whether since he can't be megaresh her at all, he doesn't need to write a ksuba because it's samcha daita. So the Rama makes a tzushtel from Anusa to Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom for all of our Noshim. The question is this correct to extend the din of the Gemara to our case? So, the Chelkas Mechokek, the Beis Shmuel, and the Bir Hagra, all on the Makar Rashid, say that, I'll read the Chelkas Mechokek, Bekal Yesh Lechalek Ben Dovah She'osu Menaresh L'mashe Hu Rak Mitakonas Rabbeinu Gershom Me'or HaGola. In other words, it's only when there's an Isser De'oraisa to be Megaresh that we're going to be Mekel, that he doesn't need to write a Ksuba. But when it's just a Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom, it's not enough Samcha Daita, and therefore he would need to write a Ksuba. The Rosh Pina from Rav Shmerel Shmaryahu Brandris, I quote here, says that answers the Kashya of the Chelkas Mekochoke, Beishmuel, and the Goin, that the Chayim could be an Isser D'Oraisa. So therefore, they're both Yisurim D'Oraisa, and if so, it is fine to make such a comparison. I also bring the Yad Ephraim, that he goes through a whole arichos about whether Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom is in fact an Isser D'Oraisa. In any case, I thought that even if we will say that being over on the Cherem is an Isser D'Oraisa, there might still be Makom Lechalek between the two cases. First of all, it could be that Lo Yuchal Shalcha Kol Yomav is in Hilchos Ishos, whereas a Cherem might be a separate Isser, so it could be less Smichos Das. Or alternatively, there could be more smichos das for something which is mefurash in the pasuk. So there could be more smichos das because of that. Mashein came by the cheirim, which is not mefurash bikra. So
is it the right to be Gary Paul Korf on any of them?
There is such a Iran. Right. Right. The poskim don't quote that generally. The Chochma Shlomo asks a different kashya, that we said in in Kufayin Zayin that v'im avar v'hotzia kofin oso lachzira. Masha'en kein in Kuf Yud Tes, back on the first sheet, Rama quotes the Chirim de Rabbeinu Gershom. He says, we're after the Mechaber says, Yachol Legarsha Belo Daita. The Rama says, V'chol Zemidina. Aval Rabbeinu Gershom, Hecherim Shelo Legarish Isha Shelo Midaita. Im Lo She'avra Al Dasuch, Moshe Nisvar Le'el Simen Kuf Tesvav. Avar V'Gersha Be'al Korcha Bizman Hazev Nises Shuv Ein Ho'ish Nikra Avaryon. So it's clear that even if he would be Megarish her, he would be over on the cherem, but she would still be megureshes. So the Chochma Shlomo tainas that there's a chiluk between whether it's less samcha daita if he could be over on the cherem. And then he gives an answer that he says, Omnam nireb de mizem muchach tera mas vira lekedas habe shmua besimen kufiyot tes deva avar vigersha becherem rabbeinu gershom chayav bechol achiyuven lechach lo shna nami bezeh shetia kala beinav leotzia vidok. So he says that since if he would be over on the cherem de rabbeinu gershom, he would still be chayav in the chiyuvim, it would be it's samcha daita. What I don't understand is that this is now getting back into the normal case that he doesn't write a ksuba. He's still chayav in the chiyuve ksuba, but we require him to write the ksuba so that she is so mechdas. So I don't understand this answer. And lastly, the Mishneh Lamelech asks another kashya that they the bottom mocker. Ayin beharan perek naira gabe hamocheles ksubasa deshalu leharif eich yechol olimcho v'hare omru aser leadam sheyish heim ishto b'lo ksuba v'chulei. V'nemru b'ze shnei terutzim ye'uyan sham. U'midivreihem yesh lilmud de'afile b'makam she'enu yachol legarsha be'al korcha aser lishos b'lo ksuba. Dim lochin mishkacha hamocheles heicha de'nishba, that he's nishba, that he won't be megarish. So then he wouldn't need to write a ksuba. Ella vadai de lo plug rabon and the cheshinon shemo yavor al shvuoso. So it's lo plug. He always needs a ksuba. So then he says, v'tzarchi un masha kosov morenu rab Moshe, the Rama, simen samachesif gimel dimidina mutter b'makam shenoi chem de rabbeinu gershom. So how do we explain that it's a low plug if the Rama says that it's not noeg v'zman hazeh? So these are a bunch of kashyas on the Rama. Halacha l'maisa, the Rama says not to rely on it. So the only implication l'maisa would l'chora be v'shas hadchak if we can rely on it as a sniff, and that even then we would probably be matpis metaltilin, like we learned in this siman.
Writing a track is good.
It might be matpis.
Good.
Okay.
Very good. Shikaya. Let's take us.